This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Who are the most hopeless organization in sports right now? It changes. It changes from year to year. Think about the number of teams and franchises we've seen win their first titles in the past 5 years. The list is really cool. The Washington Nationals, the Toronto Raptors, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Houston Astros. Oh, I probably shouldn't include that on the list, huh? Oops. Strike that from the record. But even teams like the Chicago Cubs, who hadn't won in over 100 years, or the Kansas City Chiefs, who hadn't won in 50 years. What goes around generally comes around in the NFL, the NBA, the NHL. The St. Louis Blues, their first Stanley Cup. Before that, the Washington Capitals. With good leadership, and I know that's asking a lot for some organizations, but with strong leadership and a winning culture, one that may take a few years to build, the cheap ones, those are the ones that are instituted in a couple of months. Those are generally the houses of cards, not the ones that last. Wowzers, I just refreshed our Facebook page. You guys are blowing it up. But where we are right now certainly has its own share of hopeless, seemingly hopeless organizations. So who are they right now? And I always, as a side note, love that when we ask these types of negative Nelly questions, we get so many different answers because fans, of course, I would expect this, are thinking of their own hopeless organizations and how the hopelessness filters to the fan base. We take it to heart. It's the blessing and the curse of being a fan. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. My final couple hours of the work week. In fact, my final couple hours on the show until middle of next week. Really excited catching up. Well, not really excited to be catching a flight in 5 hours, but I am really excited that I get to spend a couple of days with my mom. We've got some very exciting plans like shopping, cooking, binge watching one particular show from the Jane Austen era. I just picked it up at the library on Wednesday evening. So much fun. Now that I've discovered my mom likes binge watching, this is our new favorite thing. It's usually Jane Austen type shows from PBS. What else are we going to do? I'm going to go to school with her. So she has school on Monday. She doesn't have school on Friday, but she has school on Monday. So I'm going to go to school with her, and she's got some young people she wants me to talk to and some teachers and coaches she wants me to meet. Feels like I do this every time I go, but oh well, whatever makes her happy. Maybe it gives mom some street cred. Just kidding. Mom is already way cooler than I am. So I'm looking forward to that visit and a few days off. I'm calling it my extra long weekend. Not just a long weekend, but a long, long weekend. I suppose I'll share some photos of mom. But otherwise, I don't know that I'll spend a ton of time on social media. That feels like work. But in the meantime, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What are the hopeless organizations in sports right now? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. So get yours with a Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. I'm excited to read through your posts on our Facebook page. They were fruitful and multiplied. All I did was refresh and boom. But a few of you on our Twitter, and you can either use After Hours CBS or my Twitter, as I just gave you. Jimmy says the Pittsburgh Pirates. Kyle is going New York-centric. Jets, Mets, Knicks. A different Kyle, now and forever, the Detroit Lions. He has zero hope for them to ever remove themselves from this pocket of hopelessness. Brian says the Miami Marlins, hashtag hopeless. Oh, I don't want that to be trending on Twitter. And you know what? I don't know that I wasn't expecting this, but I guess I'm a little surprised at how many answers we've already gotten for the Cleveland Browns. Is it because you felt like you were set up a year ago? That you believed that the hopeless days were behind you? That there was, in fact, a light at the end of the tunnel? And you felt like you were duped? Is that why? Another tweet, Cowboys. Interesting. I don't feel like there's hopelessness with Mike McCarthy in the building, but what do I know? We'll see how it works out. Another tweet says, Cowboys, Redskins, and the Virginia Tech Hokies. Hey, bite your tongue. That's where my younger niece goes to school, although she has absolutely no interest in sports. I don't even know how I got related to these people, but it's fun that they don't care about sports because while they do know what I do for a living, I think they know what I do for a living, they just know me as Amy. I think I've mentioned this before, but one time I was annoyed with my older niece for being a teenager, and I said to her, she was big-timing me or something along those lines, and I said to her, I'm the most famous person you know, and her response was, I know, Auntie Amy. Clearly very impressed. So yeah, my family couldn't care less, but it's good that way. So bite your tongue, Virginia Tech Hokies. Who are the most hopeless organizations in sports? Do we have any music that talks about being hopeless? I don't want to make people cry. Tim is listening in Milwaukee. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, I know just a few minutes ago you mentioned the Miami Marlins, but at least they have two World Series champions, unlike my Milwaukee Brewers.
Well, right, but we're talking about right now, hopeless. I would agree with the Marlins right now. They are lost in no man's land.
Yeah, they are. They definitely are. And who knows when they'll come back up, but I feel like my Milwaukee Brewers are right now because they're coming off their highest payroll ever in team history. They went MVP. No World Series to show from it. They came so close from the World Series 2 years ago, Game 7, and they didn't do it. They didn't do it last year, and now they slash payroll. It's going to be about $80 million, and I don't see any hope in this team in the near future, and they're going to have to do something with the MVP, Mr. Yelich. So I'm giving up all hope on them. I really am.
Now, I do understand why, but I would also say about last season, remember they had that incredible charge, even after they lost Christian Yelich, they still continued to play really well. I didn't feel like that was a hopeless team, but it is frustrating when you come so close and it's almost as though the owners don't recognize it. The owners are saying, you know what, that was good enough. We're tired of paying. So that is definitely frustrating. I think Pittsburgh Pirates fans can identify with that too.
Yeah, it's going to be annoying because we know we're not going to be able to pay him either. The $300 million he's going to earn, and we're just going to start all over again.
Oh, $300 million?
Yep.
Huh. There are only so many teams that can pay that kind of money, Tim.
Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers.
No, the Red Sox have indicated that if they weren't willing to pay their own guy, why would they pay Christian Yelich? They weren't willing to pay Mookie Betts. Why would they spend that money on Yelich?
They could be saving to sign him.
No, because Betts wasn't due. I'm sorry. he wasn't due for another year. So I guess I disagree with that. If they were going to, he already won an MVP with them and a World Series. They knew he was due. He was homegrown. They knew he was due in a year. If they were going to pay anybody that kind of money, they would have spent it on him.
Who would you rather have? Take that he's homegrown out of that. Would you rather have Betts or Yelich?
I mean, I'd have to go and look at their numbers, but I think all things being equal, I'd rather have... I mean, they both won MVPs the same year. They both won MVPs that season in 2018, and Betts also has the World Series ring, too. So I think I'd rather have the guy that was already in my system that's extremely popular with our locker room.
And they could go back and re-sign him next year. They could. Not saying they will, but...
Yeah, no, I don't know. Why would they give up? I mean, they gave up an awful lot... You may be right, though. Stranger things have happened. But, yeah, I mean, if Yelich, though, is to earn $300 million, there's a couple of franchises out there that already spent that kind of money on players that aren't going to do it again, which it narrows the field, to be sure.
I agree. Yeah. So we'll see. But I don't see the Brewers signing him, and then we're starting all over again. And it's really annoying to see that. And
yes,
I
can understand.
Small market team, and I get that whole spiel. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I mean, small market team doesn't mean the owners have no money. The owners have plenty of money, even in small market teams.
Oh, he has plenty of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that. So.
All right, Tim.
Thanks, Amy. Hey, Amy, can I just give a shout out to everyone in Milwaukee today? I don't know if you heard what happened here.
Of course, I heard.
With the Miller Brewery tragic shooting today. But just want to give a shout-out to everyone in Milwaukee. I know you talked about it about a month ago with the whole Kobe. You know, you never know when things are going to end. But just a shout-out to everyone in Milwaukee today for the great response from first responders and everyone here. So,
all right. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
If you don't know, there was a, it's hard sometimes to even know how to describe it. There was a former employee who went and killed five of his coworkers, and he's also dead. So, of course, he gets off pretty easily. But at this Miller Coors facility, it's actually more like a college campus and certainly one of the worst shootings in Wisconsin history. And so thinking about those families, I was actually listening to the news on my way into work as opposed to listening to sports. That's what I was following. So he was an ex-employee who just walked into the building and opened fire and then took his own life too and, again, took the easy way out. So it's heartbreaking. And you can imagine Milwaukee is grieving, not to mention those families whose lives are forever changed. So I appreciate Tim bringing that up. All right, you can find us on Twitter or on Facebook. Also, our phone number, 855-212-4227. Who are the most hopeless organizations in sports right now? And I guess sometimes history and the present, so the past and the present, can actually line up. It is amazing to me how many different franchises have already been mentioned. So we'll get to those coming up. Thanks so much for tuning in. Good morning to you if you're waking up on your Thursday. We're getting so close to the weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Alfred Payton from three, and that will do it. Valiant comeback by the Knicks in the fourth quarter, led by Robinson, Portis, and Freer. But they fall to the Charlotte Hornets for the third time this season.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Kenny Albert on MSG, home of the New York Knicks. Yeah, you want to talk about a hopeless franchise in sports, and it's been that way now for what feels like a wash, rinse, repeat cycle of maybe 5 years. But even before they were the number two seed, remember going back to the Carmelo Anthony days, they were a number two seed in the East for that one brief blip of hope. And then it was right back to the constant revolving door of general managers, of coaches, of players. Cleveland, you're not alone. Constant change equals constant losing. And the New York Knicks know that well. So we've had several votes for the New York Knicks. But I have to say, by far, the most popular answers so far for hopeless organizations are the Cleveland Browns and all Detroit sports teams. I mean, that's depressing. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Chris is in Alabama. Chris, who are the most hopeless organizations in sports?
The woeful Washington Redskins.
So you don't feel any more hope even with Ron Rivera?
Well, we've seen what Ron Rivera can do. We've seen what Jack Del Rio can do. It's frustrating to see the owner, Dan Snyder, let Kyle Shanahan get out, Sean McVay get out. We've seen him try to buy his way in with, you know, in the past, like Deion Sanders, Bruce Smith, good Lord, decisions like Jeff George. Even, you know, it's just constant change, and I don't know who he's paying to give him advice, but I wish he would pay me a little bit, that money.
You think you could offer better advice?
Unfortunately, I do feel like that at times. But you see the Redskins or the Washington, D.C. Area, like the Capitals get over the hump, and I was so glad to see the Nationals get over the hump.
Sure.
But, you know, we've just seen what these guys can do, and they've been around the league a long time. I'm not saying they're not going to change it. We've had great draft picks in the past with bringing in some great defensive linemen and everything, but it'd be nice to, you know, it's just bad to see where the offenses have taken off across the NFL that we've seen on that side of the ball. Like, we're just stuck in the past, and just frustrating. We are to the NFC what the Browns are to the AFC.
And yet, those days of Joe Gibbs weren't actually that long ago. That's the part that's so crazy, is this was a dominant franchise for a stretch.
Oh, it was, you know, it was phenomenal. I'm not a D.C. native, but, you know, I lived up there for several years, and, you know, and it was, I'm frustrated. When I was up there last, you know, and I got to go see the Broncos come to town, you know, I paid $20 for a ticket to get in a half-empty stadium to see the, you know, the Redskins. They actually won that game, but $20 for a ticket. Mm. And of course, you know, a Coca-Cola costs $20 there as well. So,
Oh, that's hopeless for sure.
it's just frustrating. You know, I just wish he would take the time to have a little more foresight. But I am excited. I do think the Redskins is. On the defensive side of the ball, have improved. You know, it seems like all they do is take our Alabama's players here and stick them on that defense. I think they're doing great on that side of the ball, but there's just no creativity on the offensive side. And until we change that, we're not going to win a whole lot of games scoring 17 points a game.
All right. Well, I'm a believer in Ron Rivera, and so I'm anxious to see what he does there. I think most important, though, is a winning culture in which they not only have the tools and the foundation, the discipline to win, but they also have the expectation to win. Now, that could take some time, but I still say that Ron Rivera is good for that. So, Chris, maybe a little hope, a little bit of hope after a couple years of Riverboat Ron.
I do like them, Ron and Jack Del Rio, so I've got my fingers crossed. But,
All right. You
know, hopefully in the next year I won't have to call your show and say the same thing.
When we do this topic again.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Chris. Have a great Thursday.
Thanks, Amy.
Here's a bit of a nerd alert. Did that hurt your ears? I think it hurt mine. Joe Gibbs, Washington Redskins. See, they had a heyday. The only coach to have won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. Joe Theismann, Super Bowl 17. Doug Williams, oi, stake through my heart as a Broncos fan, Super Bowl 22. And then Mark Rippon. Remember Mark Rippon? He's actually a trivia answer. Mark Rippon, Super Bowl 26. And under Joe Gibbs, this was, again, a heyday for the Redskins. Washington won 10 or more games 8 times and had only one losing season with Joe Gibbs. It goes back to the late 80s when they were 7-9. Those were the days. I love him. Big fan of Joe Gibbs. When I interviewed him, the one time I interviewed him, it was actually in person. He was in a radio studio with me at my previous network, and he couldn't have been kinder, more gracious. I really do appreciate his integrity and his commitment to doing things the right way. And that's why they won. but I'm sure it feels like a really long time ago for Redskins fans. 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Doug is listening in Wisconsin. Doug, who is the most hopeless franchise in sports?
Yeah, hi, good morning, Amy. Hey, you know, I'm a longtime fan of the Packers and the Bucks, and I like the Calgary Flames. But the Baltimore Orioles, man, I've been a longtime fan, going back to, you know, Cal Ripken, Earl Weaver, Jim Palmer, and all those classic teams they had. And I've just been kind of holding out hope that eventually they're going to get this thing rebuilt and turned around because, you know, it's been struggling for last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a tough row for sure. It's not just the you know, not winning a World Series. It's being irrelevant. It's being a punchline to
jokes. Bottom every year. I mean, that gets kind of frustrating.
Especially when you're in that division where you've got a couple of teams that spend a ton of money who have won. I mean, I guess in the case of the Yankees, it's been a decade, but have won World Series or at least have competed for World Series. That's even more frustrating.
It certainly is.
All right, Doug. Not to pile on or anything.
Take my word. We'll be back.
Okay. I will definitely take your word for it.
Hey, enjoy your time with your mom, Amy.
Thanks, Doug. Have a great day.
Bye.
Scorpio's in Houston. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy. Long-time listener. It's the first time I'm calling. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
That's good. Well, let's just go ahead and say it. I'm in Houston, Texas. Let's just go ahead and say it. The most hopeless franchise in sports right now is the Houston Astros, because no matter how good they are, they're still going to be hated, and rightfully so. I mean, as a diehard Astros fan, I have been all my life. Baseball's been my passion. My grandfather actually played in the Negro Leagues from the team in Meridian, Mississippi.
Wow.
Yes, and my mother was at the game to see a young Larry Durker make his debut. So, you know, and it's all about the history. She passed away on Valentine's Day of 2018, and the last thing she got to do was to see her Astros win a World Series.
Are you glad she doesn't know what's happening right now?
Well, of course she knows what's happening right now, and she's probably got no bad feeling about it, but, you know, of course she can see what's going on. But I could pretty much imagine how she would feel about it, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm to the point right now that I'm not above the death penalty. And what I mean by the death penalty is to go ahead and let them keep the World Series trophies, let them keep their rings and everything, right?
Okay.
But Jim Crane should be forced to sell the team. The name Astros should be stripped away. It would be like an expansion team. All the players would enter free agency, and they would have to have an expansion draft, and it would be like a brand new team.
Whoa, so you're going to disband the Astros? You're going to disband them? That seems a little harsh.
No, that's how betrayed I feel. I mean, come on, I'm looking at Jose Altuve, right? And I watch the replay, and I'm like, man, that's just wrong. I mean, the man goes into the tunnel, changes his shirt, and then comes back out. I mean, who does that?
Not Cody Bellinger.
Well, and if any other team is guilty of the same thing, and let it be so. Let them deal with it the way they're going to deal with it. Right now, I feel that the most hopeless team in sports right now, and for a long time to come, regardless of how good they do, is the Houston Astros.
Interesting. Well, you know, you helped me get a head start on my research, Scorpio, because I'm actually going to be in Houston this time, in 12 hours, but I'll be in Houston on Thursday afternoon to visit my mom. And I actually have said on the show a couple of times that I'm going to ask Astros fans, same as I did Christmas after they won the World Series in 17. I talked to as many Astros fans as I could find about what that World Series title meant to them. And so now I'm going to do kind of a, you know, what we've been talking about here, just having a conversation about how they feel since the cheating allegations, or since the cheating was exposed.
Well, that's my thoughts on it. You know, I'm just not above the death penalty right now. I mean, that's how I'm just heartbroken.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Betrayed, I think, is the right word. They took the trust of their fans and they toyed with it, and then they stomped on their hearts. And so, yeah, I absolutely understand. I would feel the same exact way. In fact, the Red Sox are waiting to hear from the commissioner, which is odd. It was supposed to have happened by now, and we still haven't heard anything. And it could become something very similar to that. So I appreciate your phone call, Scorpio. Thanks so much for calling for the first time. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, who are the most hopeless organizations in sports. I'll just read you this one post from Ryan on Facebook. The Toronto Maple Leafs just lost a game in which the Zamboni driver was the goalie for Carolina.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The ball's at the 13 of Pittsburgh. Dalton is in the gun. Gets the snap. Drops back three. Right arm throw into the end zone. Intercepted in the end zone on a dive. It's Mark Barron on a dive in the back of the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
By choosing the particular highlights that we play as we return to the show from a commercial break, and by we, I mean Dave, we are indicating to you some of the more hopeless franchises we believe exist in sports. No, that's all Dave. So Dave is giving you a Bengals highlight with Kevin Harlan on the Westwood One Radio Network. And at the same time, Marlon and Gordon both sent me tweets that started with Bengals. So who are the most hopeless organizations in sports? Well, they say Bengals, Knicks, Pirates, Lions, Bucks, Browns, and Jets. Man, Gordon's got the corner on the market. He's got five of the 32 teams in the NFL that he believes are all completely hopeless. Yikes. Hey, we missed a couple of weeks with our sports TBTs, but we've gone back to it because I love this feature. I'm a history buff, and it combines my love of sports and history. So check it out on Twitter, After Hours CBS. You can also answer our question there, the most hopeless organizations in sports. And then on our Facebook page, plus our phone number, 855-212-4CBS. Let's get back to our phones, and then I'll read some of your posts on social media. Antoine is in South Carolina. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, thank you, Amy. How are you doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Some of the most hopeless sports teams, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Even with Bruce Arians as the head coach?
I don't know what's going on with Jameis Winston's head, but they just can't quite get it together. The New York Knicks, my favorite NFL team, the Oakland Raiders, I don't know what they're doing out there with John Gruden. They wanted to get rid of most of the talent they got. Mm-hmm. Then the talent that stayed around, they kept on getting suspended. So I hope there's a change when they go to Las Vegas.
So when do you start calling them the Vegas Raiders? What do you think?
Oh, I started calling them that. First I started calling them the Homeless Raiders when it was talking about leaving Oakland. and they didn't have a place to go. But I guess I started calling them Las Vegas Raiders after last year.
I'm not used to it yet. In fact, on my notes even, we have some stuff from Mike Mayock at the Combine. I actually wrote down Oakland, and so did Chris. Chris put Oakland as well.
And then anyone that picks up Antonio Brown, I don't know what's going on with his head either.
Yeah, I feel like that's a long shot. I suppose I could be wrong. The issue is, of course, that even if a team does pick him up, there's almost certainly to be some type of discipline from the NFL, which means that you're picking him up and knowing you have to wait for him. Of course, the Browns did that with Kareem Hunt, and they were fine to wait until his suspension was over. But who even knows if his head is right for him to be able to play football? He apologizes one day, and then he does and says the opposite in a social media post. So, Yeah, I don't know if there are any teams out there willing to touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Exactly.
All right. Well, those are good examples, Antoine.
Okay, thank you. And you have a good weekend.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. I'm going to go visit my mama. We're going to have fun doing nothing of any significance except for hanging out. 855-212-4227. John is in San Diego. John, what do you think? Who are the hopeless organizations in sports?
One of them has to be the Chargers.
Now, is that set in bitterness?
7 years.
Yeah.
And they just make mistakes and they shoot their foot off. And it's just, they beat themselves on Sunday before the game even starts.
Wait, I'm not laughing at you. Could I just tell you something?
No. It's just part of the game.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
So I frequently get cliches wrong. Like the first year that we did the show, I said something like wet behind the ears. Or no, green behind the... It was green behind the ears. That's what I said. And I also said something... I also say something about kicking people under the bus. That's not the actual cliche, right? You just said shoot their foot off. That's totally something I would say.
It works.
It sounds painful.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Can't get out of your own way, right?
Yep. They find new ways to lose. Mm-hmm.
Sports is sports. Something to complain about. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I would do. Totally the type of cliche that I would mix up. Yeah, I remember with our last set of producers, I would say kick you under the bus all the time or kick him under the bus or kick her under the bus. And I would get the strangest looks. I didn't even know I was saying it wrong. And they insisted on pointing it out to me. I kind of like the way I said it. You can kick someone under the bus the same as you can throw them under the bus. In fact, I think it's probably easier to kick them under the bus than it is to throw them under the bus. But if the bus is moving, don't do either one, please. Let's talk to John, who's in Virginia. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
This topic is, boy, you've made this really tough. There's too many to pick from. Gosh, I'm just going to pick one like I have a hat and like say like the New York Jets. If you go back over the last 50 years and look at the teams that have won the East Division, topped it, and you rarely see the New York Jets win there. They've gone to the conference championship only 4 times. They're either snake-bitten or dysfunctional.
Wait, in their entire franchise history? I didn't actually know that. They've only been to the conference championship 4 times. Is that true?
Since the realignment when the Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, and Baltimore Colts joined the conference, they've only gone 4 times to the conference championship game.
That is painful, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I could talk about other teams. You go back over 6 decades, there was this, you know, airplane emergency when the legendary Elgin Baylor joined the Minneapolis Lakers. They almost had a plane crash one time in the Midwest somewhere. And unless, unfortunately, the Sacramento Kings, Los Angeles Clippers have no hope unless there's an airline disaster with the Lakers or something.
I don't think we should laugh about airline disasters, John. I'm not really sure I follow the humor, but definitely there are some teams you mentioned there that are in a bit of a hopeless stretch right now. 855-212-4227. Let's see. On our Facebook page, I see a lot of Detroits. I just realized the photo that Chris chose on our Facebook page. It's funny. I'm not going to tell you who it is or what they're doing, but they definitely look hopeless. So you can check that out on Facebook After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The variety of answers always entertains me. Okay, William on Facebook. The Dallas Cowboys, as long as Jerry Jones is in charge or alive, they will be a joke. Seems a bit harsh. They have won multiple Super Bowls under Jerry Jones. Joseph says, I think the Orioles are in the come up path. I don't know what that is. I think the Orioles are in the come up path. That's not something I would say. He says not this season, but soon. So he's not answering our question, or he's trying to deny. Maybe it's a bit of denial that the Orioles are in a hopeless state. Terrence on Facebook. Amy, come on. Is the Detroit L-I-O-N-S. Losing is our natural state. Ever since 1964, when the Fords purchased them, one playoff victory, the head coach with the most wins in history is under 500. How much more proof you need, Amy? Let's see. David actually says the entire city of Detroit. Poor city. It's not the city's fault. Let's see. Mark, perhaps the Pirates. Tony, U of M football, so referring to the University of Michigan. Nick says the Ottawa Senators with two crying so hard he's laughing emojis. I guess that's what you do when you want to prevent yourself from bawling. You laugh, and those tears then are cathartic, therapeutic. Let's see. Man, there are a lot of Lions fans that are either Lions fans or Lions haters who have posted on our page because Lions and Cleveland right now seem to be the most popular answers. Renee says the Pittsburgh Pirates, the organization is so cheap and disappointing. Marcel agrees with the Toronto Maple Leafs. They haven't won a cup or made the final since 1967. Lately, they're legendary in their first round collapses against the Bruins. Last Saturday, they were defeated in goal by one of their employees. Okay, we love the David Ayers story, and yet I can understand how that plays in Toronto. Are you kidding me? Now one of our employees suits up for the other team, an emergency goalie, and he beats us. let's see. Daniel on Facebook, the Milwaukee Brewers. Yikes. From 1982 to 2008, no playoff appearances. Established in 1969, just three, including 82. Let's see. Derek says the Baltimore Orioles. I'm 34 and I've never seen them in the World Series. Oh no, you're so old. Kevin says the Atlanta Hawks. No, I completely disagree with that. I actually think they've got more hope right now than they have in a really long time. Speaking of Atlanta, Scott is listening in Atlanta. Scott, what do you think?
Well, you know, I kind of agree with the guy that you just talked about on Facebook. You about pick any team from the city of Atlanta, the Hawks, the Braves, or the Falcons. We just seem to be cursed down here and not being able to win the big game. So I would say pick a team except for Atlanta United. They got it going on, but you pick any other team down here and we seem to be cursed.
The Atlanta Hawks are at least in a situation where they've got some really good young talent, but that's the idea, is that they have to learn and grow together. And so they went through a total rebuild, a facelift, if you will. I don't know that I would say they're completely hopeless. I actually feel like the more hopeless days are behind them, no?
We do have a bunch of young talent. They are very good and very young, so we'll see what happens there. It seems to not matter, though. Look at our Braves teams from the 90s. We go to four or five World Series, and we win one.
Right, but put yourself in the shoes of other franchises who haven't tasted the World Series, and I don't know that you want to complain about going to too many World Series. But I do understand it's, you know, the recent Braves have had the early exits in the playoffs, and even with all the Hawks' young talent, they're still basement of the Eastern Conference. I just feel like soon things are looking up. They'll start to translate into wins. Scott, thanks so much for your phone call. I do appreciate it. I've got nothing for you with the Falcons because, yeah, that was pretty painful. At least they responded late in the season, second half of the season, to Dan Quinn and didn't stay in the basement, in the doldrums. At least they, as my maternal grandmother would say, pulled themselves up by their bootstraps and showed a little pride in their work. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.